Reefer Madness. No, we're not talking about what's going on in Colorado and Washington State. We're talking about the musical based upon the 1936 cult film of the same name. And joining me here this evening is Adam Drake, the director of the show for Showbiz Players. Welcome, Adam.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Now, Showbiz Player is known for producing the musicals that are a little beyond the normal community theater fare.
I would say that that's a very fair assessment, yes.
What was it about Reefer Madness that attracted you all?
It was me, actually. I came in to pitch the show to Showbiz Players, and it seemed to be the perfect time to do a show like this with everything going on in Colorado, Washington, and just the general idea that legalizing marijuana is maybe something that is out there. And there are a lot of people who have a lot of varying opinions on it. I am not by any means trying to get anyone to take either side of the issue. This show is just topical enough, and it is just fun enough that it seemed like the perfect opportunity to do it.
As I mentioned, the movie is considered a cult classic.
Indeed.
And for 1936, it was undertaking a very strong social issue and really taking it to the extremes.
It was. It was heavily influenced by William Randolph Hearst, Anslinger, a whole bunch of these other people who were very much into demonizing marijuana, maybe not necessarily for the right reasons at the time. Many of the reasons were basically just to give the Department of Narcotics something to do. So Hearst started a lot of propaganda, and this movie was made basically in that same vein, and it was way over the top. And this show, the musical, takes it and goes one or two, maybe even three steps beyond that.
Yeah, I would say there's a whole staircase of steps that went beyond. It brings in characters that were not in the original movie. It brings in Uncle Sam and George Washington, and a certain savior appears in it.
Yes. To say that it is satire is maybe not even enough. The show itself opened in 1999 in Los Angeles, and it definitely takes from things that were happening in that time. This is the beginning of South Park. And that extreme satirical look at the ideas that are going around that maybe we're being fed a little bit too much. And it really does poke fun at all of that in a very broad sense.
What is the story of the musical?
The story of the musical is our lecturer who has been given an order to produce a show to warn people of the dangers of marijuana. Now, basically, it is a show within a show. He has put this on himself with former cast members of his high school drama department. And it tells the story of Jimmy and Mary and Jimmy's descent into the depths of depravity once he gets that first taste of marijuana.
It involves a lot of music, not only for the songs, but also one of the issues at the time was the idea of evil jazz.
Evil jazz, yes. And there are some very, very good lines in the show. And maybe for a fairly political correct society that we're in, we're using the words and the connotations that they derive from just simply because it was of the time. And it's in the script, and I'm a stickler for being in the script. But there was a certain amount of fear-mongering at the time along racial lines to scare parents into the dangers of marijuana. And we hit it, but I think we hit it in a rather funny way. And I think it definitely is not something that will settle upon the mind for a good long period of time.
Now, you've seen the movie.
I've seen the movie.
Probably multiple times at this point.
Yes.
How closely does the musical take from the movie?
It is a bit different. I don't want to give away any spoilers. I'm not a big spoiler guy. A few names have been changed. But the general idea of it is a nice, clean-cut boy does some very, very bad things, and a lot of people end up getting hurt or maybe dead. But it is essentially the same story outline. The writers of the musical, they actually intended to write a musical when they first started, just about a whole bunch of pot-smoking derelicts who basically just sing and dance. And then they figured out, oh, this movie has everything in it that we need to make a really good musical. And it's exactly what they did.
In the past 15 years or so, there have been a number of musicals based on cult films, Hairspray, Reefer Madness. What is the attraction for audiences and performers to see these musicals based on cult films?
If they are done well, if the music is good and the writing is there, it's that familiarity that we have with whatever product is that you want to turn into a musical. It goes back to childhood in a way that you want to keep watching the same thing over and over again, but you want to see a new take on it. And it's like rebooting any other kind of movie franchise or anything else like that. As long as the music is good, and as long as the characters are interesting, as long as there's some growth and movement, people will just keep coming back for this sort of thing all the time.
Is there a cult movie out there that you know of that you would love to see made into a movie?
There is one cult thing that I would love to see turned into a musical. It would have to be Doctor Who. I would love to see Doctor Who the musical. It would just make me so happy. I don't know what I would do with myself. I would be there the opening night.
I'm almost afraid that Sharknado is going to be made into a musical. So.
That would be fun.
So tell us a little bit about the cast and who's working on the show.
Okay. For my lead, Jimmy, he's played by Kevin Rakowski. The lecturer is played by Jared Ryan, who last did a show at Showbiz Players. He and his wife co-directed Spring Awakening. I have Julie Waxman playing Mary Lane, Gregory Schaefer, who is playing Jack, and he is also my vocal director in the show, which is wonderful. His wife, interestingly enough, is playing May. Her name is Michelle Schaefer. Ralph, who is a longtime lover of marijuana in the show, is played by Sean Mize, who is a wonderful, wonderful character actor. And he is also getting his opportunity with this show to assistant direct with me. And he's been coming up with some wonderful ideas, better ideas than I could ever have come up with. So it's wonderful. Sally is a major character in the show who has a lot of fun on stage. She's actually played by Jen Drake. A little nepotism there. She is my wife as well. And our placard girl, who tells the audience about all of the evil that's going on stage, is played by Emily Rokamp. She is a wonderful, wonderful performer in the area, so she's wonderful. My producers are Jennifer Ryan, Kathy Bennett, and Bunny Arsman. Musical direction is by Alan Masters, and choreography by Jillian Schwab, who is a classically trained ballerina. So we have some interesting moves coming on in this show, so it's going to be a really good time.
I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Adam Drake, the director of Reefer Madness at Showbiz Players. Thank you so much for joining us, Adam.
Thank you so much for having me.
For more information on Showbiz Players' production of Reefer Madness, running September 19th through the 28th at the Carnegie in Covington, please be sure to visit our website at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump. Oh, that little Reefer man.